Jazz Cartier. Y'all know who it is. Golden Child, baby. Let's get it.
What up? This is Machine Gun Kelly. Right now, I am tuned in to Crimes and Treasons. God damn it.
Hey, yo, this is Isaiah Rashad.
Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's Bodega Bams, a.k.a. Poppy, a.k.a. Young Don Francisco.
Hey, yo, it's Baby No Money.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Terrell Safady.
Hey, what's up? It's Tion Kidd.
What up? This is Sango.
And this is your boy Waldo.
And you're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Yeah, bitch.
What's up? This is Peanut Butter Wolf. You're listening to Crimes and Treason Radio.
Hello, this is Blow Fly.
Hey, this is Halo.
Hey, what's up? It's St. John, and you're not listening to Crimes and Treasons. It's lit.
Hey, I know who it is, man. It's your boy,
Sahada
Prince.
Yo, what up, though? This is Ill Tone from Blacktivity.
Yo, peace, family. It's your Guala Dizzy Rice.
Yo, this is Remy Wolf.
Hey!
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's I Am Super.
It's Jay Worthy, a.k.a. P Worthy.
Hey, yo, you already know what time it is. It's your boy, ASAP Yams, a.k.a. Yamborghini, a.k.a. Lil Newport, a.k.a. motherfucking. I got too many motherfucking aliases, but you already know what time it is. Crime and treason in this motherfucker. Shout out to these motherfuckers. They putting it down with that real trill shit.
Yo, it's Cam Blow Out.
Crimes and treasons. That's what we believe in while we blowing the treason.
Crooks out.
Tune in to Vancouver's rap radio show every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
My wife, my woman, my sister, my children, on some idealism which you surely exist in America, which I have never seen.
Oh, it got him feeling away.
Chain smoking, rolling back to back. Train to go, no holding back to pack them. Gangsta quotes you spoke, can't take them back. They ain't supposed to know shit, that's a fact. Divided by the quotient, that's the truth. Lost patience and some more shit, what it do? Wasted time, I'm focused on the future. Planting seeds, I'm trying to grow some loofah. Manatees around you, I go deeper. Fantasies around you, I'm a truther. Luther, never too much, just a booster. Rap Capcom, niggas froze, no Medusa. We ain't here to marvel at the hoes. And we ain't finna grab and let a motherfucker toes, cause he's super. Only give it cold to him, fuck what they used to. Niggas be denying the abuse, they aloof. I refuse to believe in the booth. I'm like Eminem, a nigga needed the proof. I didn't need a ceiling, but I needed the roof. Need some penicillin, niggas sick with the lies. Shit thick in the sky, no, I needed the truth.
No,
I
got a feeling away. No, I got a feeling away. I don't ever speak too loose. Heard they like to keep two truths in a lie. I don't think I can trust in the truth. No, I got a feeling away.
I know you can't heal in a day. Know it's too much real in the way. Soon as we touch down, cotton fields in the way. Know it got them feeling the way. I know this shit still here today. Stay on point, that's a spearheaded way. Flow like water, we ain't never liquidate. Metal Gear Solid, they appear with the snakes.
You are now tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Isarian, and we do this every week. If you haven't listened to us before, you're in for a treat. And if you are a regular listener, welcome, welcome back. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil Waututh, Squamish Nations territories live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland. That was Mick Jenkins with The Truth. Listen, if you ever listen to Mick Jenkins, you know he's bringing the truth. There is a interesting documentary that you can go find kind of anywhere about the blog era rapping. You know, I feel like Mick Jenkins would have fit right in. Maybe he did fit. I don't know if he snuck into the end, but I feel like that was such a time of music that you should go check it out. And if you missed, yesterday was the 85th anniversary of CITR. So we talk about this on the show every week. Listen, if you're not giving money to the community and you're not giving your time, what are you doing? Like, what's your purpose? You know what I mean? And so 85 years of CITR bringing the community voices to the airwaves. And so if you want to be a part of that, you're always welcome to give. The fund drive's only in February, but listen, the money's green. Money be green, you know, as my man D once said. So, you know, on the show, we like to talk about a little bit about what's going on in the Lower Mainland, what's going on in the province, what's going on in Canada, you know what I mean, and what's going on. You know, we like to talk about scams. Sometimes we have some artists come on and talk. Sometimes we have just have some guests. Sometimes we have some of my friends who are just smart. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we have some DJs coming through. You know, you never know what you're going to get. Today, you're going to get just me, though. And listen, we can do that because CITR, not only the best radio station in Vancouver. Like, listen, I'll give you even a chance. Listen, you can go and you can go search right now. If you're driving in your car, you can go and look at another radio station. I encourage you. Just go try to find something else. Listen, you're going to come back. Not like an arrogant way. I'm just saying that, you know, during the time, especially on Tuesdays, Tuesdays we do Crimes and Treason from 8 to 10, and to my show, 10 to 11. Where else do you want to be? Anyways, this weekend was so beautiful. Today, oh my gosh, so beautiful outside. Yesterday, so amazing. It's, you know, I mean, we've only been talking about it for a few months, just kind of how it's the time when you feel just like, this is exactly why I live here. It's like this time, and it's back. But I did, like, I enjoyed myself this weekend, and I try to enjoy myself in a responsible manner. Not just because, and when I mean responsible, I mean very low impact on the lives of others. Not doing things I shouldn't supposed to do, because life's a little bit more fun that way, you know? But this weekend was able to be outside sailing, was able to go to a few parties, go to a show, you know, was able to wear shorts and a t-shirt and just be, play some baseball. It was good. It was nice. Today, play some, it was just, you know, it's just been nice. But I am not on, I'm not like on social media as much. I say that while I still peruse Facebook Marketplace and I look at my memories from time to time, but like I'm just not like seeing those viral videos as much unless they come on Twitter. And I feel like one thing that I've learned is that for something to be on Twitter, it has to be like very online. People have to be very mad. And I saw this video of the morning after, I guess what would be Sunday morning, showing how littered and trashed English Bay and Sunshine, English Bay and Sunset Beach were. And I felt the old man just kind of erupt inside of me. And it was like, how could these people? I'm so disappointed in the people who went to the beach. And it wasn't like I was even angry. It wasn't like, who was I going to be mad at? It was just like this level of disappointment. And, you know, if there would have been somebody with me, I would have been like, you know, this isn't who we are. This isn't who we are. And I felt in that moment like the oldest man, but righteous in the same time. Like, I'm just like, you know, we gotta lead by, be better examples. That's all I could think about. You know, I'm like, I need to go to the beach so I can show people. Yeah, look at me picking up trash. Listen, you could do this too. We can leave the beach better than we found it, you know? And while I think that, honestly, I think that's pretty, I'm not like running away from that. Like, I feel like I'm running into that type of mode, which it makes me, like, there's a few things I'm like, But also I'm like, no, cleaning up is the right thing to do. It's not an old man thing. It's just the right thing to do. Anyways, I was disappointed. If you're listening to this and you were at English Bay or Sunset Beach Park this weekend and you didn't clean up your trash, I hope that you feel a little bit of shame, you know, when you watch that video. I hope you were like, I was there and I didn't take my trash and I feel shame. Because, I mean, we talked about this on the show before. It's that, like, you know, we feel good because people are picking up our cans and things are behind us, you know, like that. Like, that's something that happens in the city. People pick up cans for money. And it being clean and litter free of cans helps you feel good about the city. But that doesn't mean leave your trash, like your pizza boxes and your boxes for the beers without the cans. You know, it's like, just throw away your trash. Anyways, what else made me feel like an old man? I had a baseball game on Sunday. And, you know, rec sports. I don't know, like, there was a while, and maybe I need to do some self, you know, kind of think about myself and really understand my own perspective. But there was a while where I would just talk so much shit about people who play rec sports, and I just couldn't understand it. And now I find myself on so many rec teams, and on Sunday it was just running around the bases and feeling so fleet-footed, so embarrassing. I almost fell between second and third, and it was one of those where I felt like if I hit the ground, there was no way I was going to get back up. You know, like where your legs just feel like, well, you're here for at least the next 5 or 6. Like, you're here until you get tagged. Like, you know, my legs weren't going to let me get up. Or how embarrassing would it have been to, like, crawl to third base and, like, barely make it or get tagged? That would be so embarrassing. Anyways, didn't happen. I didn't fall. So you haters will have to wait till next week to hear of my downfall. But I'm going to play another. Listen, got so much music for you this week. I'm going to play some music, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about some of the great things that are going on in BC, because I want to remind you, you know, this show, listen, this show is like, imagine it's your friend talking to you, just trying to give you not advice, but tell you what's going on in the city. And also, sometimes that means I need to remind you about things. So when we get back, I got you.
She my very favorite bitch inside my very favorite city. It was very cheeky. There we are inside the car, we getting busy. I was playing some old ass Kendrick. Very entertaining, think her name was Brittany. Told her I was gonna call her Lizzie. Said she likes smoking till she dizzy. Okay, cool, without the good medicine. It's wintertime, wintertime, wintertime in the city. Let the heat blast, turn up the Ari. Cracked it in the cold, Smee, no Da Vinci. Had to make sure she by star me. I Ubered her, Gucci, the Jupiter. Smee like Musk, spray the X in the X truck. I knew better, do better, who better? Smee on Sanders when I touch down the hot girl stand up like. All the tale fall, tell it all. Ask her, she got it. She ain't going in her pocket. Oh. What the fuck they doing? Shit,
capping. Whole lot of niggas be capping. Saving these hoes in the cap. Caption. Yo, could be down a little thin it. I get behind her like bitch. Think it, crack it, X, bitch. I'm stuck on the fact that the last time I actually had a girl, I was so in it. Yet I got stuck in a game like the Sega broke, and I had to pull it out and blow in it. I hit my limit. Paid the whole whip, cause the bitch ain't ready. Got her own shit, but she ain't gotta buy shit, cause she know I'm gon' get it. All the tail fall, tell it all. Ask her how she got it. She ain't go in her pockets. Oh. What the fuck they doing? Shit.
what is also a bank? A river bank. Right. And what does the river bank do? It controls the flow. The flow of what?
Water.
Flow of the current. The currency, right? So if it's controlling the currency, it's also controlling the what? The flow. The flow of what? The cash flow. So what? Money moves like water. So if I understand where the water is going to go, I just have to position myself where the cash flow is going to be next, and I will get wet. Welcome to the big leagues, motherfuckers.
Listen, every week we're going to start dropping, you know, some of that sweet, sweet money advice. And if you didn't get it, you have to wait till next week. Listen, if, you know, a bank is like a bank and a bar is like a bar. If you go to the bar and you get drunk, then you reach another higher bar. And once you reach the highest bar, you too can fall with grace. Anyways, when things like this happen, you're like, wow, kind of crazy, a little scary. So in the same week where the BC Housing is talking about putting more restrictions on Airbnbs and short-term rentals by making them register, which is, it's kind of really frustrating, because if you think about how long have we been talking about the issues that short-term rentals have caused, you know, housing in BC, and it has been for at least 5 years, like in at the very minimum five, at the most more than seven, like before I got here. But continually nothing gets done. It's like the constant conversation. And it is frustrating because of just how slow our policies and our government is moves. Just kind of, it's built to move slow, and it's built to resist, you know, change. And so when we have, you know, monumental changes like Airbnb or, you know, Uber or these types of technology companies that are circumventing the established norms or established kind of traditional ways that we deal with, you know, rental, short-term rentals, which would be hotels or, you know, cabs or anything like that. Policy is so slow. And not only are they so slow, the people who are in policy just kind of have no idea, you know, like that's not like that. That's not there every day. They don't really know. So also they move slow. Anyways, I don't think they'll move slow about this shit though, is that, you know, while BC Greens are calling for a registry of short-term rentals, there was a story this past weekend where 13 friends were enjoying a weekend in a house in the Sunshine Coast, where they started to discover hidden video cameras in their bathrooms and hidden video cameras just kind of all over the vacation rental. And so this is like something that people have talked about for a long time, which is how do you spot a video camera in your, you know, in your Airbnb? And one of the things is to shine a flashlight at anything that kind of faces the bed or faces the shower or faces just kind of an area that you feel like might be a little bit private. And you can shine a flashlight in, you know, sockets, so you can shine a flashlight maybe in, I think I've seen alarm clocks that have cameras in them, or lights, or, you know, just kind of anything. And if it reflects back to you, then you know that there's a camera there. And you should be doing this, because there's people who are fucking sick. So these 12 girls go to an Airbnb in Gibson's where they are renting a vacation home, and suddenly they said that they had been showering and noticed the camera just kind of on the last night there. And I feel like this is something that we'll get to move policy faster, but also it's just kind of like, it's kind of sick. How is like owning $1 million home in Gibson's not enough? You know, owning a vacation home, not enough? Do you need to spy and, I mean, abuse people? Because if you're recording people without their knowledge, that's harassment and abuse. And so, you know, do you need to, is that something you need to do? Like, also, it feels like one of those things that's easy to figure out. Like, how do you not think you're going to get caught? Anyways, I actually never do this. I never check the cameras. Never kind of been concerned with people recording me, but that's my privilege. And then also, I just never really look. That's why I also hate staying in Airbnbs. Like, I'm like, I find that, like, in my old man era, I have started to just rally against, you know, this bullshit, like, Uber, Airbnb. I say that while I'm also rallying against Evo. So if I want to get in a car, what am I going to do? You know, I have pushed myself into manual modes of transportation only, or the bus, which is actually, it's not not ideal. But anyways, check Airbnbs, because people out here living crazy. So we've talked about this for a few weeks. The SFU football team being canceled without really any warning. And I don't really, I have seen a lot of people write to petitions or, you know, talk about how they want to bring the football team back. The owner of the BC Lions said that he'll pledge $500,000 to it, to bring it back. But the problem is they don't have a league to play in. But now the moms of SFU players are lobbying for the program to be reinstated. And I feel like getting the moms involved, while people might think, why do you want your mom involved in your school affairs? I feel like this is one of those where the moms can get it done. Listen, I don't know about you, but I had the type of mom that if she was going up to the school, some shit was going to get done. You know, there was no negotiating. Like those people had a job, teachers. My mom was up there for my life, you know? It's different. And also, you know, one of these things, I think that one of the underrated parts of sports, especially when you're playing sports at this level, like you're playing sports at D3, you know, you're playing sports at like the very, very local level, right? Is that that connection between people, the sports, their family, the sports, like their teammates, the sports in their small communities that they're in, and people wanting to be able to come out and cheer for them. It's not, you know, we don't have too many opportunities, especially once, you know, you leave athletics, where like you can go recruit for your family to do stuff, you know, like that. Everything else is kind of just work. Like, you know, after you leave college, it's just work. Like you don't, you know, I can understand like as, if I'm not a mom, but as somebody who played, like where it's like, you know, those parents count down the amount of games that they have left to cheer on their kids. Like that's a thing. And so it's I think a very sweet, you know, heartfelt part of sports, which is that people don't talk about, which is the parents know exactly how many games they have left to watching their kids. You know, maybe sometimes, you know, that's like, you know, I wish my kid didn't have me up at 6 o'clock, you know, so I don't want to take him anywhere or take her anywhere. But also they count down because they know that's a special moment and special time between them and their kids. So, you know, I feel like there's so much momentum and motivation behind this SFU team. I kind of hope that they are able to play their seasons and able to play some games, because it's D3. Like, you know, they know that they're not going to the NFL, and they're just out there trying. I mean, some of them have NFL dreams. Like, you know, they had Ryzen, who went to the NFL a few years ago, but it's not guaranteed and it's not kind of expected. When we get back, we're going to talk about a few scams. You know, here, this is Crime and Treason. This is the type of shit you come here for. I haven't seen, sadly, please, if you're listening to this, please do your part. Call 604-822-2487 if you have heard of a story or seen a story about animals winning. I'm actually getting kind of sad because I haven't seen any stories of animals attacking humans in a long time, in quite a long time. And it makes me feel as if we're just beating them down too much, and I don't like that. You know, I like that. I need to fight back. I need to see the fight. So, when we get back, we're going to talk about some scams because somebody's got to lose. And if you're listening to Crimes and Treasons, it's a good chance that it won't be you.
Make a helicopter drop off top past the ox to the lost flock fops and fools on the ops and flew. Also look around because down ain't the only birds I view. The west side too, sky blue, shy you Bible. Put bands in our hands like I do bride do. Flip the same old goals, hard colder than Thai food. Soul on the old like Erica Badu. Non-Decepticons in a fun way. Put a swan in a John Cage, then open up the Bombay doors. When it rains, it pours. Get pawned like where prawns stay when you can't afford. Shop.
King, what are your favorite birds?
My favorite birds are the woodpecker and red robin. I like the red robin because of its color. Yeah. I like the woodpecker because the sound it makes when it's chipping at wood is satisfying.
Yeah. Feathers on the predator drones. Weather got them never at home, but not forever south. Red face, yellow mouth, propellers out. They'll hunt you down like Cabela's for the clout. With something fissile on top of a surface to air missile. Trying to knock you right up out the clizzles. Whistles and chirps to tell the next nest to disperse. Air raids west of the turf or stand and swing hands like wingspans. Karate Kid, crane claw, flirt with hurt like juggle chainsaw. Love birds out here looking for soulmates. I have something for you, look at these low rates. Peking ducks get cooked trying to locate. Black Hawk puck, how I'm cool in my flow state. But you can angrily slang me into the war. I just want my story told like the 294. Uh-huh. Shot.
My favorite bird is an eagle. And one fact I like about it, I like how it swoops down with its claws and grabs its prey. And then it goes back and feeds its children.
Rappers die too much. That's it, that's the verse. Yeah.
Silent reflection was the first verse's mission. I ain't wanna water it down with a whole bunch of conditions. Just give it to you raw, how a nigga really feeling. Rappers get shot too much, probably has a lot more precision. But that was the decision, and with that I'ma stick. I don't really support niggas, cause the shit be making me sick. Look at what we say in this bitch just to get rich. Shoot a nigga right in the head, don't even flinch. Nah, nah, we can't talk about that. We gotta talk about something else. I mean, because it's hypocritical, nigga. You got guns, you surrounded by gangsters and killers, all your niggas. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? Yeah, talk about something else, talk about something else. Nigga, talk about something else. I've admired many cities through the windows of hotels. And from the window of a plane, I've seen the window of a cell. The plane started to fly, the rain started to fail. That's LaGuardia and Rikers, the airport next to a jail. I took a picture, looked like my window was crying. Cause it was sad that all they saw every day was somebody flying. And they was trapped. This shit is whack. But it was crack hung on my wall like a plaque. Keep your eyes on the prize and your thumbs on the apps. Facts, I wish that they was lying in their raps. How does that transpire to be so damn by God? You want your friends to be goddamn liars. All we talk about are our goddamn priors. Shiny metal boxes on top of goddamn tires. I'm goddamn tired. If I say I didn't indulge, my pants be on goddamn fire. Cause I'm a part of the problem. Sometimes the pee, and sometimes the robalum. Fame, all in the name of martyrdom, yeah. I wish that you were lying. What's the difference between a posthumous album and a life insurance policy? Spotify, a dollar's worth what a dollar buy, go monetize. I wish that you were lying to me. Oh yes, I do, yeah. I wish that you were lying to me. I hope that none of that comes true. Giving you a fourth one to make up for the first. Only cause I know that you can take another verse. Want the Quran to be a lie cause hell sounds like it hurts. Also want it to be real cause heaven sounds like it's turned. With my conscience like a condom cause I don't wanna be burnt. With my dharma like it's armor cause I don't wanna return. To the will of the quivering meat conception. Sometimes I hide inside Kerouac for protection. From the Thanksgiving where bears attack and the dressing. Like Tekken, just lean back and tear into that refreshment. Sometimes real life parallaxes in depression. Maybe not lie, maybe just chill. Yo, maybe not die, maybe just kill. Wait, no, maybe survive making the meal. Raiden's wavy, but wavy don't make you a Navy SEAL. Yeah, I wish that you were lying to me. Oh, yes, I do. I wish that you. None of that comes true. Ooh.
Back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa. And so we had somebody, not call, but just let us know about something that's been happening here in, can y'all hear me? Yeah, here in the animal kingdom. Is that I probably should have known this, but for the past few years, and increasingly this year, it hasn't stopped. Killer whales have been attacking sailboats by ripping off their rudders. And so I don't actually know, like, I would love to be able to communicate with the whales and just understand, like, what does this mean? But they're like, they probably think the same way. They're probably like, you know, rich people's toys. And I'm just going to fuck them up. They don't really have no reason. They're just like, you know, I'm just tired of hearing these things, tired of seeing these things, and, you know, I got the power to do it. Which I say, more power to them. So, like I said, I need to remind you about some good things that is going on before we jump right into the scams. One of those things is that the first Friday night of every month is going to be free at the Vancouver Art Gallery from 4 to 8. So that first month is actually this Friday, May 5th. So May 5th, the art gallery is free from 4 to 8. So if you want to go there, you know, on a date, maybe you want to go there with some friends, you know, maybe you want to take your parents out or your grandparents, or maybe if you're lucky, you still got your great-great-grandparents, you can take them out. You know, maybe you want to take your kids, you know, anybody you want to go, just let them know, you know, tell a friend that Issa told you on Off the Beaten Path that it's free on Friday. And it's free, you know, because of how hard we were campaigning for something to be done after they shut down the Tuesday by donation, which I've always feel like by donation, like, what does that really mean? You know, for me, it's always a little complicated because I'm like, I know that by my income, I should give more, but by my net worth, I should give nothing. So, you know, when it's by donation, do you give by your net worth or do you give by your income? Do you give by your level of privilege on the scale, or do you give by your level of, like, reality, like where you're at? It's an interesting conundrum, I believe. Anyways, there's lots of scams going on, lots of scams. We're going to talk about kind of the sad one and then maybe the funny one, or actually they're both kind of sad, so I don't really, I can't really. But anyway, so a Burnaby woman, a senior, lost $7.5 million in an elaborate cryptocurrency scam, police say. The RCMP says it's one of the largest personal scams has ever seen. So what happened? The Burnaby senior says that she was contacted in December. Also, 5 months, $7.5 million. Can you imagine the scammers? Oh, man. Oh, man, they're fucking living life. I don't have the, like, scamming old ladies, not what's up, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how can you do that? But I guess when you scam, you don't have a conscience. Like, you know, that's why I would never be a good scammer, because I just would just feel bad. But also, so basically a woman said that she received a text written in Chinese last spring by someone asking her about her personal business history. And in over several months, the fraudster worked to gain her trust, communicating by phone, text, email, and convinced the woman to invest millions in a cryptocurrency using an online trading app. The victim was able to check the balance of her investments, but it was obviously a fake app and wasn't able to withdraw her money. And then soon after that, they disappeared. So they're trying to investigate and try to look for the digital footprint of the money. But listen, if you deposit $7.5 million in my fraudulent ass scam, that shit would be gone. And that just seems like one of the oldest ways to scam. Like, sometimes I feel like there's no, like, creativity to some of these people's scams. Like, it's just like, you know, they're just hoping to catch a mark. And sometimes they do. I was talking about this with my grandmother, you know, kind of about scams and, you know, if how she felt about it. And she says that once she paid off her mortgage, so many people started calling. Like, it was on, she was like a list. And, you know, right now it's nice to know that she's a little too skeptical. My grandma's a little bit too mean to get scammed because she's just never going to give somebody her money. Like, she grew up in an era, in a part of the country where, you know, you're just not giving up the money. You know what I mean? Like, that, like, she was from Overtown, Miami. Like, if you don't know where that is, look it up. you know, Nassau, Bahamas. Like, she will. She's not letting go of that money. So tell your grandmother to tighten up. And maybe my grandmother should teach a class on it. Anyways, another scam. This was from AI. So this is actually kind of terrifying. Basically, a mother. And also, I'm saying this with complete belief in the fact that these people are telling the truth. That is not always the case. So listen, you can get scammed by being on the sympathetic side of a scam too. So, you know, stay on your P's and Q's. But Jennifer DeStefano, phone rang and she picked it up and it was her daughter's voice saying, "Mom, I messed up. And then all of a sudden sounded like she was being, detained and kidnapped. And then a kidnapper comes on and says, "Listen here, I have your daughter. You call the police, you call anybody, I'm going to pop her full of drugs, and then I'm going to drop her in Mexico." And then so she ran, she froze to the, she went to her dance studio trying to figure out how to get help. And after a $1 million ransom demand, basically she called 911 and it was found to be a scam because the woman just called her daughter and figured out where she was at. Her daughter answered the phone and was kind of confused. But these scammers had used her daughter's voice to call their mom and trick their mom into sending money. Now, the crazy part is, I wonder if they had $1 million. Like, that seems dumb. But also that seems like the story, that's where I feel like the story could be made up. Like, I believe these people, but I'm also like, Like, because I feel like if you were a scammer and you know that this woman has a daughter, you know the daughter's name, you know that you can use the daughter's voice, wouldn't you know that the mom is going to call the daughter and figure out very quickly that there's a scam? So demanding $1 million seems like a crazy amount. Like, what if you were just like, "Venmo me $1,000 and then we'll leave"? Anyways, listen, I'm not connected to the scam, so I don't know. But anyways, scams are profitable, man. People are out here committing them. And not going to lie, these people also don't seem very smart. But last year, over $3 billion were taken from people in scams. And so it's not something that's going to stop. Believe that. It's something that's going to keep going. But one of the sad things is that we talked about this last week. It's just how people are scared of each other. And we have like the most detached society. I feel like, I wouldn't say that it's ever existed, because if you can just kind of go a little bit, maybe if you can take a step back and you can see maybe cohesion just look a little bit different. Anyways, it's just like we're just scared. Like, it's a bunch of people walking around who maybe could use some bullying growing up. I'm not going to lie. Anyways, a Texas meteorologist is going viral after he posted from his social media account that he almost shot a 6-year-old because a child just rang his doorbell in 2023. The 6-year-old was looking for their lost cat and just walking around the neighborhood ringing doorbells. And I just read another story the other day. I think I might even talk about it tonight. Where people were getting, two kids were shot by playing Ding Dong Ditch. And it's like, how can people be so scared of people ringing on each other, people ringing on doorbells, that they will pull a gun out on a 6-year-old? And not just pull a gun out on a 6-year-old, pull a gun out on a 6-year-old and then brag about it on the internet. Just saying how... brag about how scared you are. Like, how is that manly? I feel like, and not in the sense of like, you know, in the sense of like toxic masculinity, but in the idea that like, that's why these people who are so insistent on carrying guns and so insistent on, you know, the right to bear arms, particularly in the States, is that I feel like we need to not pretend like those people don't exist here as well in different capacities. But the idea that, like, you're so manly, you're so tough, you need to protect your house, you need to be a man, a protector and a provider, and so that's why you need to carry a gun so that you can protect and provide. But, like, if a 6-year-old girl walks up on your porch, you got the peace out. Like, how does that, how does those equate? Like, I feel like we talked about this before, but it's like how police officers want to be seen as both heroes and scared because they have the most dangerous job in America. That's air quotes around the most dangerous job. You know, like, how do you want to, you can't both be a hero and also be scared shitless at the same time. It doesn't work. That's just kind of not how, that's not how, like, that story goes, but that's the story that we've, like, allowed to tell police officers. And I feel like, you know, every person with a gun also feels like that, you know, that ability to, you know, arbiter justice and, you know, decide whether somebody lives or dies, based on just based on if they have a gun. And they also want to be treated like police officers, where they want to be looked at as tough guys or tough girls. And really, it's just, they're just scared, which is kind of unfortunate, because what are you supposed to do if you need help? That's my thing. Like, what are you supposed to do if you need help? You're stuck, and that's scary. That's scary. What else is scary is that, so the Surgeon General has talked about how there's a loneliness epidemic in the United States, and how being lonely is as fatal as smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day. So loneliness is causing, you know, can be causing increased stress levels, and it can have such a disastrous level of, it's a disastrous impact on your health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day, which is crazy, because is being lonely that bad, or is smoking 15 cigarettes not that bad? Like, that's the thing. I feel like it's true, because I feel like if you are, you know, people die from loneliness. That's like a thing. But it's interesting just like how loneliness as a state of mind or a state of being has increased so heavily since the pandemic. And I mean, it makes sense that people are lonelier than ever, because for so many reasons, but one of those reasons being people are just not really trying to do shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. And loneliness increases the cost of healthcare. Look, loneliness is bad for your health. You know, I hope that everybody here finds some type of companionship, you know, that friendship that makes it so that they're not that lonely. Because it sounds like it's not good for your health. You know what else isn't good for your health? You know what else isn't good for your health? I was going to say, you know who else is not lonely? That's really what I should have said. I should have led into the story with loneliness, because this man might be lonely, but he might not. So, like, I've seen, like, movies like this or documentaries or maybe dreams, you know? Who knows? Type of shit that you see when you close your eyes. But a court bans a man from donating his sperm after he's fathered 550 children. A Netherlands man who fathered over 500 children has been banned from giving sperm donations. He's not allowed to give sperm to any more clinics. Basically, Jonathan Meyer has to stop making donations, and he could be forced to pay $111,000 fine for each infraction. Now, could you, like, how many under the Dutch guidelines currently, the sperm donors may only produce a maximum of 25 children with 12 mothers. Meanwhile, Meyer is believed to have fathered between 500 and 600 children all over the world, with the majority of cases taking place in the Netherlands. Like, imagine, like, there's that movie. Like, imagine just, you're like, I want to go find my dad, and there's 600 of you. Like, born roughly around the same time. Like, I imagine, like, when they get to, you know, like, dating age, they're going to have to get, like, a special talk from their parents about, like, hey, just knowing someone's name is not good enough information to know if you're not related. Like, you need to take 23andMe, which is crazy. I wonder what this guy's, I wonder what he thinks is so good about himself that he feels like, you know what? I need more, you know? I wonder if he says that in the mirror. I wonder if when he goes in the mirror, he's just like, yeah, I'm really doing that shit. Like, I'm really living that. I'm really that guy. You know, he probably looks in there and is like, I'm that guy. He has to. Like, do you get money for that, or is that, like, fully volunteer? Weird. Very weird. I'm going to play a quick song, and we come back. We're going to talk about what songs do to some people and what not to do on a flight, especially if you're on a flight with me, because no.
Hey, hopping out the water like aim. With my gang, nigga, got that fire like aim. With my gang, nigga, every nigga out like aim. With my gang, nigga, moving that rock like aim. With my gang, nigga, I was on the block like Dwayne. Taking the bus and we hop in the train. Moving that rock like Dwayne. From the west side of my grandpapa went to Crane. Nigga, my whole life had changed. When I seen Cam in the range. Dressing in pink in a blink, I think I'm safe. Dressing like NSYNC, jumping on stage. Nigga, bro set to act my age. It ain't no act in a pack like beige. Right where I stayed. They was having gang shootouts every day like an action of rage. Nigga, no more act than afraid. On the corner like a rat in a maze. Going through phases. Pull up like the bad guy in anime and run your fade. Nigga, hopping out the water like aim. With my gang, nigga, got that fire like aim. With my gang, nigga, every nigga out like aim. With my gang, nigga, moving that rock like aim. With my gang, nigga.
Hey, nigga, 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 like Trinidad James. With my chains, nigga, can't find me, I'm in a cave. Saddam Hussein, nigga. Actually, that was fuck. What's his name, nigga? Hold on. Let me get for real. I was just playing, nigga. Yeah. The time that it take, I hustle like a father of six. My heart is like a bottomless pit. I might pride of the fit, cause I'm proud of the shit I accomplished with all of my accomplices. When the sun in the city come out, we get louder. Counting the days, I put that on my calendar. You can count on one hand who you call on this. Like a phone that just ran out of
shot it. I was on the block like Shaq. Had to talk to work right by my sack. Money on the mind, that's all. No cap, sold up like Beanie. Them girls, them sugar. Big nigga like snacks. These nigga pussy. Hard on snatch. Messy, they smear like pap. No hezzy, tap, tap. Tween, tween with the team. Early caffeine, I'm mean for the cream. Don't too many really like black. That's straight, they tripping. Vacay, can't kick it out. Standing, ain't sitting my fat. Hey, do me truly how I'm coming. Doobies gloomy, I still run it. Max out like Goofy, that I sun you. I'm a Paul chop tree like Bunyan. Share that tip, smoking off the onion.
Hey, hopping out the water like aim. With my gang, nigga, got that fire like aim. With my gang, nigga, every nigga out like aim. With my gang, nigga, moving that rock like aim. With my gang, nigga,
if they take me right now. Burning it down in my name. Dante Inferno, a level of flame. All of my aim, it been the same. I was internalizing all the pain. Me and my niggas been building the frame out. Same route. I was with foes, solid and lows. Fighting some niggas, then beating their brains out. Rearranging how I came out. Motherfucker in the lane now. Everything in my range. I put on gang. You ain't reliable, that ain't gonna change. Begging for handouts in the rain. Now you just living for less. Stay on your pivot, go get your respect, nigga.
You're back with All the Being Passed here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, we do this every Tuesday. Listen, tell a friend and tell a friend, because The show's for you, it's for all of us. So an American Airlines passenger was arrested after peeing on a fellow flyer during the flight. Now, this is from New York to New Delhi. So this is a long-ass flight. Imagine. We would have never made it there. I would have told everybody put their seatbelt on, because I like sitting exit row. I would have tossed his ass off the plane. Listen, we would have just been like, you know what? Fuck it. We're all dying. If somebody peed on me, oh, man, we're all dying. Everybody on that plane, all 370 of us. That would be terrible. But it's something I would have to do. Like, we would be making an emergency landing immediately. Like, I look at those videos of people going off on airplanes where they start acting crazy or acting crazy in the airports, and I'm like, what? Why would you ever want to put yourself in a position where you could possibly get banned for life on a flight, especially over, like, you know, over some snacks or over somebody stepping on your shoes, somebody stealing your seat, you know, anything like that, and somebody talking to you crazy even. But I'll get banned from a lifetime of flights for somebody peeing on me. I feel like that's something that sometimes you got to be fine with stuff, you know, like that, like you, there has to be balance, right, between what you are willing to put up with and then what you are willing to not put up with. And so, you know, like, so, I would say every once in a while, you know, people say some crazy shit to me that I have to choose either in the moment to be like, wow, or be like, nah. You know what I mean? Just kind of have to think about it. And, but like, peeing on somebody is not one of those things. In another way of somebody has disrupted the public setting. So during the Los Angeles Philharmonic performance, there's a story going around that a woman was loudly enjoying a full body orgasm. I don't know how they know it was full body. Like, they haven't, it's not like they interviewed her. So, like, they didn't ask her, like, you know, what kind of orgasm it was, or like, how did it, you know, they didn't ask these types of questions. Because, like, that's not like something that people, you know, these hard hitting journalists are really asking. They just know that, like, the woman let out a scream, sounded orgasmic during the performance, and the orchestra didn't skip a beat, and like, people were surprised that they didn't skip a beat. I'm like, one, have you ever performed anything? You probably didn't. It's not like you can hear everything, you know, that people are doing. Also, these are professionals, and I'm sure that this isn't the first time that those people playing their instruments have felt or seen in someone's face that they brought them to a particular level of bliss. And it would be amazing to be able to be that good at your instrument that you could make people feel those types of feelings. Listen, when we get back next Tuesday, got something special for you. So listen, we do this every Tuesday. I'm East Aaron. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path on CITR.ca 101.9 on the analog. Listen, tell a friend, tune in, donate to CITR. If you don't start donating to CITR, you don't start giving your money, I'm going to have to start selling you merch. Because I'm trying to prevent you from getting scammed by you giving your money to me first. Well, I'm out. And DJ.